There were two questions asked about the mamzer, the bastard, a child that is born from a relationship which is prohibited with kares in the Torah. A married woman who has relations with another man, a man who has relations with his sister or his daughter. The child that's born, he did nothing wrong, and yet he is a mamzer. He is what's called in English a bastard. So the first question that was asked, well, what did he do? Everyone else in life can fix what they've done wrong. And he's technically done nothing wrong, and yet he can't fix it. There's no way out. So, in order to understand this, I want to draw upon what Avram Pesen Zatzal, what he answered when he was asked this question. So he said, when a child is born with a handicap, he can't change it. There are physical limitations. A guy is born blind, he can't change it. A guy is born without feet, he can't change it. There are physical limitations, and we can't change them. And the Torah tells us that a mamzer is someone that he was placed in a spiritual bind, just like the blind man was placed in a physical bind. He is the product of a sin that is so weighty that he can't change that. It's the spiritual correspondence to the physical blemishes in the human body. Just like a guy who's born with physical handicaps can't get out of it. And you'll question philosophically, well, why? And you have 1,000 questions which are legitimate. It's the same concept with mamzer. He was born into the spiritual bind. And King Solomon, and that's what Rav Pesen said to answer the question. Now, we can add to that King Solomon said, I feel, King Solomon said, for those dim'ata shukim, the tear of those who were treated unfairly, ven le menachem, and no one can comfort them. We can't get them out of that. Someone did something to them, they did nothing wrong. You know, a guy standing here, he's learning Torah, he did nothing wrong. Guy's learning Merkaz Arav, a terrorist walks in, shoots him in the head, he's dead. He did nothing wrong. He didn't deserve it. Another guy, he walks in and blinds him. Now he's blind for life. What can you tell him? You got nothing you could tell him. That's it, he's blind for life. This guy who's a mamzer is the identical, but in a spiritual realm. Okay. That was Rav Pesen's answer. I think to an extent it at least arranges things.
He's still bound by all the mitzvot.
He's bound by every mitzvah, and he has to be the best Jew in the world, and Hashem won't hold it against him. What did he do wrong? He did nothing wrong.
All he has to do is marry, or I heard that from a rabbi.
But we can't go off the tangents. Just a second. And the second question was?
I went extreme. I said, should he just kill himself?
And the answer is no, he's not allowed to kill himself. He's obligated to keep every mitzvah. And he cannot kill himself. No Jew is allowed to kill himself.
He's just supposed to suffer and do the rest of the year.
He doesn't have to suffer. He could lead a very productive life.
He's looked upon negatively in all.
Other people don't have to know. It's no one's business. Let him move to a place where no one knows him.
He's a Jew.
Okay, let him move to a community where they don't know he's a mamzer. It's not like we call him up to the Torah Yamur a mamzer. No one has to know.
Better than the conservative.